The news is read by Susan Jackson.
A loyalist bonfiring, County Tyrone, controversially topped with an effigy of migrants in a boat, was lit last night. An Irish tricolour was also placed on the bonfire. The display on top of the bonfire in Moy Gashel on the outskirts of Dungannon has been criticised by political representatives. Karen Carthy reports.
The Police Service of Northern Ireland had earlier said they were investigating a hate incident in reference to a bonfire in Moy Gashel on the outskirts of Dungannon, County Tyrone. An effigy of a boat containing more than a dozen mannequins wearing life jackets was unveiled on top of the pyre. Below the boat were several placards, one saying "Stop the boats." An Irish tricolour was also placed on the bonfire, which was lit last night. The display has been criticised by political representatives across the spectrum in Northern Ireland. Separately, police have said they will not assist in the removal of a bonfire in Belfast, which is close to the electricity supply for two major hospitals and is due to be lit today. The PSNI said the risk of the bonfire was deemed lower and more manageable than intervention.
The former Olympic swimming coach George Gibney is due in court in Florida to formally contest to his extradition to Ireland. The Irish government has sought his return to face 78 charges of indecent assault and one charge of attempted rape. From Orlando, our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
George Gibney, with an address in Altamont Springs, Orlando, has submitted an affidavit of waiver of extradition to the United States District Court for the Middle District of Florida. In it, he agrees to give up his right to challenge the extradition request and agrees to being held in custody until his removal to Ireland by Irish authorities. George Gibney states in the signed affidavit, "I am the individual against whom charges are pending in Ireland and for whom process is outstanding there." He further states that no officials, representatives or officers of the United States or the Government of Ireland, nor anyone else, has made any promise, inducement or threat, nor exercised any form of intimidation against him, and he agrees not to contest his extradition knowingly, voluntarily and entirely of his own free will. Judge Daniel Irick is expected to order Gibney's continued detention by US Marshals until his transport to Ireland is arranged, which is understood to be at least five more days away. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Orlando.
The US President Donald Trump has said he will impose a 35% tariff on Canadian goods from the 1st of August. The announcement came in the form of a letter published on his social media platform, Truth Social. President Trump has also threatened additional blanket tariffs of 15 or 20% on most trade partners. The Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, said his government will continue to protect Canadian workers and businesses as they work towards the new deadline. New research shows that the number of people who believe that those who are dependent on drugs only have themselves to blame has fallen by almost half in the past 25 years. The research published by Merchants Key Ireland has revealed a shift in attitudes towards drug addiction. However, it says stigma remains. Similar research was conducted in the year 2000 when sympathy for people who were drug dependent was limited. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
This study follows previous research conducted 25 years ago to explore potential stigma towards those dependent on drugs. The number of respondents who said they tend to avoid people who are drug dependent fell to 66% from 71% back in the year 2000. Those who said it would bother them if they lived near someone dependent on drugs also dropped from 70% back then to 63% today. Respondents who believe there should be tougher sentences for people who use drugs fell from 51% to 36%. Merchants Key Ireland has said that while stigma remains, the public is more educated and aware of the causes and solutions to tackling addiction than 25 years ago.
The US President Donald Trump is to visit Texas today as questions remain over the response to flash floods that have left at least 120 people dead, including dozens of children. President Trump will meet first responders and local officials in central Texas Hill Country and is also due in Kerrville, a city in the worst affected Kerr County, where at least 96 people died. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Sunny, dry and very warm today, while some cloud will drift in at times across the west and northwest. It'll stay dry across the country. Light winds and plenty of sunshine throughout will allow temperatures to rise well above average, with highs ranging from 25 to 29 degrees.